And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Rick Baker, a flight paramedic with University Hospital Staff for Life Helicopter Service. Rick is one of three University Hospital emergency medical professionals who are preparing to spend 10 days in the Zaatari refugee camp near Amman, Jordan. Since the Syrian civil war began in 2011, more than 4 million people have fled the country. Over 130,000 of those refugees, including approximately 60,000 children, now call this refugee camp home. Rick, this is not your first medical relief trip. I understand you've been to a few other places, both international and domestic. Can you tell me about those?
My first trip was Hurricane Katrina, and that was the first chance I'd had to do disaster medicine of any kind. My second trip was to Haiti immediately following the earthquake, and that started a relationship with Haiti that I will continue on for many years. I just took my 10th trip to Haiti in February of this year and have another one scheduled for later this fall. I've also been to Kenya.
How did you get started in volunteering for these missions?
It actually started long before the first trip I made. As a firefighter and a medic, I watched Oklahoma City happen. I watched September 11th happen, and it impacted me very personally. I was not comfortable just sitting back and not trying to help. When Hurricane Katrina happened, I scrambled around to find different agencies that were going and finally attached to a non-denominational church group out of Springfield, actually, that was going down, and spent a week in the parking lot of a Dollar General that had been looted when the waters receded, and we set up an emergency clinic right in the parking lot. And just the opportunity to go down and help in some small way was obviously good for them, but it was very good for me.
What are some of the services that you and your team provide when you go on these missions? Are there typical things that you do, or is it almost pretty much always different?
It varies. When we were doing disaster care, it's obviously emergency care with the materials that we have present. When we go to Haiti routinely now, it's emergency care. We're staffing a hospital, but it's a stocked hospital. It has a lot more resources available to it. My last trip to Haiti was predominantly primary care and educational. I spent 3 days teaching classes to the nurses and physicians that were there. When I was in Kenya, and now when I go to the Zaatari camp, it's going to be a great deal of primary care. It's going to be vaccinations, inoculations, and then there'll be emergency care scattered throughout the time while we're there.
Will those medical supplies be there, or do you have to bring some with you?
We always bring some with us. They are stocked. They do have a supply chain that they get the materials over there that they need, but the needs kind of vary from week to week. So for each team that goes over, they have a list that's sent ahead of time on what things they need. We'll always take over Tylenol and Advil, multivitamins, and things like that. We'll always take over minor first aid materials that we know they're going to use routinely for wound care. Those types of things vary from trip to trip.
How do you prepare for one of these relief trips? I would assume that vaccinations are important, but by now you've probably had them all, but I'm sure that in the beginning that's a consideration as well.
It is. We actually use the travel clinic through the university hospitals and get the shots that we need for each particular country.
So that actually changes from country to country.
It
may need others. So
it does. I've had to add yellow fever when I went to Africa. This time I actually had to add polio, which is a vaccine that we routinely never think of over here, but it's starting to make an appearance back in the camps. So we had to add that.
What are some of the other things that you do to get ready for one of these trips?
There's a lot of prep work on getting ready for a trip, from making sure your affairs in order and things of that nature. You never know what's going to happen when you're there. Not that we're expecting anything bad to happen, but you always are. It's smart to prepare. Collect the supplies. Make sure you have enough clothes or materials to get through the week. You can't count on being able to do laundry or anything like that. So always take scrubs and be ready for a pair a day. Most of us go through our closets and weed out things that we don't routinely use and take those down and then leave those behind for the staff or for the patients where we go. We base a lot of our decisions on the climate that we're going to. Haiti was hot and humid. Africa was hot and dry. This will be hot and dry, but it'll also be cold at night, so we're going to have a varied amount of things that we need to take.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing medical relief work. Rick, what prompted you to get a team together to go to Jordan?
Actually, it came out of other people that I've met on other trips. This is not something that people focus on, usually just one country. They are in tune to what's going on around the world.
How many days do you plan to spend there?
I arrive June 12th, and I leave early morning hours on the 22nd. So we'll have about 10 days there, and eight or nine of those will be actually in the camp.
Have you received any word on what you can expect once you get there?
Basically, what we've been told is a lot of primary care, a lot of preventive maintenance type care, teaching them clean water, sanitation. We'll be doing inoculations. It depends on where we're staffing. There'll be an OB-GYN clinic. There'll be a children's clinic. So we could be spread out and put in different areas.
Is there anything I missed or something that you think is important to include?
A lot of the people that want to know about these trips, there's something that Adam Beckett, the doctor that I'm going with, has come up with. This was his brainchild, and it came out of the same type of frustrations trying to find a way to get to do one of these trips and how to make that happen. Adam created a website called globalfirstresponder.com, and that's a portal for people in the medical community in all disciplines, doctors, nurses, medics, respiratory therapists. There's information on healthcare in every country of the world. It talks about agencies that are there and how you could possibly get involved and get in contact with them. It also, we blog our experiences and are a resource for people that are curious on how to start. And that's something that both Adam and I believe in very strongly is once you go, you're hooked and you don't have to go back to the same country. I mean, this is a perfect example. Stacy Lake, the nurse that's going with us, went with me to Haiti last May, and now she's going with me to Jordan.
That address again is
www.globalfirstresponder.com.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Rick for his time and wish his team luck in their worthy endeavor. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.